got news you positively absolutely cannot use with Special K. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. It is so wonderful to be here. I love Mondays. Why? Because it's not Tuesday. Anyway, that made no sense, but I do like Mondays.
I prefer Tuesday.
Shout out to everybody, man, who came out. I got to shout out. We got the greatest fans and followers of this show in the world. I mean, Lubbock, Texas, Friday night. The people love the show. They, you know, shout out to
everybody. How did Gary do?
Hey, Ricky, Gary is awesome on that stage.
I told him he need to be doing comedy.
No joke. Uh-uh. Gary is awesome on the stage. The crowd loved him, and he's a natural.
I
got to give it to him.
Girl, what the hell? You know what?
Mess.
I dressed real simple. Special K even said, Gani, you look simple.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, he was very understated. He had on some black dress pants and a black and white, really nice
purple label.
So you had on, I take you had on men's underwear with that.
Yes, you know what, Ricky, because I didn't want nothing to see. So yes,
you did tidy whities or you did it
awesome? Oh, no, we don't do white. Mm-mm.
He was absolutely awesome.
Some black tight drawers.
I had some nice black legging drawers. Yeah.
And I closed the show out. Now I must admit I was pretty awesome myself.
Oh, Special K like a damn high school boy.
Well, I had him on the boys.
LeBron James look going.
Yes, I'm like, what the hell you going? Looking like something from high school with a black glasses, a hat on, and a doggone bow tie.
I had my little boys and men starter kit going.
That show was a starter kit.
The Alex Vanderpool look.
I was like a 40-year-old teenager. Anyway, look, also shout out to everybody who came out to the Augusta Hair Show I hosted last night. That was awesome. These people know this show, man. They can quote stuff from this show from 3 months ago.
Really?
Awesome. We got the best fans in the world. So shout out to everybody who came out to that show last night also. Let me get into the news, okay?
Okay.
Now, y'all follow me on Twitter, @SpecialK913. I'll definitely be on there today. News you absolutely cannot use, sponsored by the Northside Women's Cosmetic Clinic. They say if your chest is flat and you don't feel pretty, for $1,500, we give you some nice new... They said if your chest is flat and you don't feel pretty, for $1,500, we'll give you some nice new... Okay.
I ain't gonna say it.
Housewives of Atlanta is coming back for a brand new season. And it has been leaked that contracts were signed this weekend. And the newest housewife is guess who?
Who?
First Lady Michelle Obama. All right. She's rumored to be teaming up with NeNe and Cynthia in a scandalous catfight against Candy and Phaedra that may end up with somebody going to the hospital. This is going to be awesome. I can't believe it.
Michelle Obama going to be a housewife in Atlanta?
I can't believe it. She don't even live in Atlanta. Anyway. Beyonce's mom, Tina Knowles, went ham in a People magazine article. Gary touched on it earlier, but he missed out on one thing she said.
What?
Now, she was going off about people accusing her daughter of faking her pregnancy. She says, how y'all going to talk about Beyonce faking her way through a pregnancy, but nobody had nothing to say about Rihanna faking her way through an entire career? And finally, a list of today's celebrity birthdays that absolutely nobody, I mean nobody, cares about. Today's celebrity birthdays: Raz B, nobody cares. Levi Little,
who is that?
He was in the group Blackstreet. That dude who played Carl on Family Matters. Bucky from Flavor of Love season 1. Bubba Sparks. Woody from Drew Hill.
Don't nobody care.
Nobody cares. And finally, Tamara Gray, who was one of the top finalists from American Idol season 3.
That's fine.
Those are all the celebrity birthdays that nobody but their mothers care about. Follow me on Twitter @SpecialK913.
Not even their kids care about it?
No, not even their kids care about it.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.